Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Well, we are here. We got your back. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. And there's some new announcements that came from the mayors of Tampa and also of St. Pete. What do we got, Melanie?
Well, Jane Kastner, she is encouraging people to order takeout and Uber Eats. And Uber Eats is even doing something really cool in the area right now. They are waiving delivery fees.
Here she is right here.
We are also asking our community to support our local restaurants through takeout and delivery options. As of today, Uber Eats is now foregoing their delivery fee for locally owned restaurants in the Tampa Bay area.
Very cool. Good move on them, and also a safe move for everybody.
Yeah, but it's good that she clarified, because I think right now it's such a confusing time. And so you want to support local restaurants, but then you're being told to stay inside and self-quarantine. So you're thinking, how exactly do I go about this?
Sure.
And takeout is the solution. So you can still order takeout and Uber Eats, DoorDash, all of that kind of stuff. It's a great way to still support your local economy.
Absolutely. Here's St. Pete Mayor talking about it.
The city of St. Petersburg will not allow an event or public gathering that consists of more than 50 people until further notice. Further, in an effort to create social distancing, we are reducing the occupancy for all restaurants, cafes, bars, movie theaters, gyms, fitness centers, bowling alleys, and the Cross Bay Ferry by 50%. And a new last call for alcohol in St. Petersburg will be 9 p.m. until further notice.
I know some people are like, oh, come on, why are you doing this? You got to take precautions. That's just, you got to sacrifice a little bit for the greater good, right?
Absolutely. So. Yeah, we're putting in the work right now, the self-quarantine and all of that stuff, to prevent what could be 3 weeks from now.
Absolutely.
So we're just trying to be proactive, and I applaud him for that decision. Now, last night, while I was just in the house with my husband, we were self-quarantining. You start going through all the channels.
Sure.
You start channel surfing because
you got more time on your hands.
Right, exactly. And haven't committed to a new Netflix series yet, although Letterkenny was the suggestion that listeners gave yesterday. So I came across Monday Night Raw last night.
Right.
And they're doing it in front of no one. There are no fans in the audience. It's just the wrestlers in the ring. And that's the same thing they're going to do for WWE's WrestleMania, because it was supposed to be held here, but now they are going to hold it in Orlando in a closed facility with no spectators whatsoever. And it was so entertaining to watch these wrestlers perform with nobody around them. It was so awkward. It looked like a soap opera.
This is fantastic. It sounds like a high school play rehearsal.
It does.
Check this out. This actually happened on TV last night.
316 day.
There we go, baby.
316.
Match where there's no spectators.
No, there's more spectators at a high school wrestling match.
Right, there
for
are.
For sure. I'll just tell you right now, Stone Cold Steve Austin was on there yesterday because it's 316.
Yes.
And so, you know, whatever, Austin 316. And he's, that's got to be a career low for him. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Dude, come on, man. I would have passed on that one.
At the end of the day, they're getting the paycheck, so you got to do what you got to do. But that was so awkward, and it almost made it even better than just watching normal wrestling.
Right.
Just with nobody there. It was so funny.
It didn't make it seem fake at all.
Yeah, I think it definitely did seemed a little more fake than normal.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Happy St. Patty's Day to you.
I completely forgot. Happy St. Patty's Day to you, too.
Kevin was the only one that wore green today. And he even has a shirt that says Irish on it. Way to go, Kevin.
He's got his Irish Kevin shirt from Key West.
You are the real MVP on this show, my friend. Way to go. There he is. Oh, I lost you. Can't hear you. But hey, we'll figure it out later.
Well, just take our word for it. He's wearing a green shirt. We missed the memo with everything going on. I didn't even think about St. Patrick's Day at all.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to kiss anybody. Like, kiss me, I'm Irish. Right? That's not happening.
And I'm not pinching anyone either.
Absolutely
not. I don't want to touch anybody.
Definitely not happening for sure. And a lot of bars are being closed. And, rivers that were usually dyed in Chicago,
here in Tampa
green.
As well, they canceled all of the St. Patty's Day celebrations. Yeah.
A bummer for sure. But anyway, something else cool actually happened in Chicago.
Yeah, this is so cool. Obviously, a lot of places have been closing down due to the virus, and the Chicago Aquarium is one of those places. Well, staff is still there working with the animals, and they decided now is the perfect time to let the penguins out of their exhibit and let them stretch their little penguin legs.
Of course.
And of course, they videoed it. So they let the penguins out to roam and say hi to all the other animals in the other exhibits. At first, they come out, they're a little hesitant, they're just moving their little necks around, like, what's going on? And then they realize we're free, and they start flapping their little fins all around, and it's so funny, and it's completely empty, so even them just roaming around the information desk, there's nobody there, and this is the first time you got to think that these penguins have ever even been out of their exhibit, probably.
Right. Nothing like a good penguin tour.
The video is adorable. I mean, who doesn't love a video of penguins?
I can't think of one person that doesn't like it. Be honest with you, Melanie.
Empty zoo. Exactly. If you want to see the video, it is up now, 99.5QYK.com.
And then we'll be letting the lions out today. They're going to walk around and they'll be having a good time. So it'll be interesting.
The lions are not at the aquarium.
Oh, they're not?
No.
They're bringing the lions
out.
They're
at the actual zoo.
Well, hopefully they'll bring out the penguins away before they bring in the lions in.
Yes. Stuff gets weird with this coronavirus.
I'm going to tell you right now, though.
The lions are swimming in the tanks at the aquarium.
Lions can swim.
What's going on?
It's a crazy world out there. All right. Just trying to give them a fair shot. You know what I'm saying? Equal rights for animals. All right, Melanie's morning motivation. We can use it today. It's coming up 7:05. Here's Jay Gowen, homemade. God bless you, penguins. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR, Melanie, 995 QIK. Time for your morning motivation. I'll tell you right now, Melanie, we could use it. What do you got for us?
Absolutely. When you replace why is this happening to me with what is this trying to teach me,
Ooh. Everything
shifts.
I like that a lot.
Don't you think right now, everything that we're going through, everyone's like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? How about what is this trying to teach us? We had the lady call up this morning saying that she's spending more time with her children. She's going outside. Kevin's been doing more stuff with the kids. Maybe it's trying to teach us to be more present. And that's the silver lining in all of it.
I think you're right. I think that's a great point. I love it. All right. She puts these up on our Facebook page if you want to share them with people. 995-QYK. You know, you wish it was this easy. A beer can't fix. There's nothing a beer can't fix.
Right?
A song by Thomas Rhett and John Party. And let me tell you, I've tried. Okay, but it hasn't fixed coronavirus at all.
You've tried several times.
All right, 7:15, second date update coming up. Here's Thomas Rhett, John Party, Beer Can't Fix. All right, we thought we'd take your mind off this whole coronavirus thing for a while. It's JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Now, Nicole's been reaching out to us for a while through email, QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. We finally got her on the phone and wants to talk about a date that happened a few weeks ago. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Well, we appreciate you reaching out to us. So give us the background on this. Tell us about Justin. Tell us about that first date. And then what happened when you guys were going to meet up again?
Yeah. So I met Justin through Facebook, actually. And we went out on a date about a week and a half ago. We went to Oak and Stone. And we had the best time together. We had great chemistry, really good conversation. And then a couple days after that, we met up with our friend groups.
Okay.
And we went to First Friday.
Always fun.
And again, we had a great time. I felt like towards the end of the night, he got a little funny maybe, but I was, we were all drinking and whatever. And I'm in the process of getting to know him. So I don't know. I thought maybe that was his personality, but
funny, or funny, like he was acting strange.
He was acting a little strange towards the end, but I wasn't sure, but I thought everything was fine. I mean, nothing happened. So it was weird. So then I expected him to reach out to me. He didn't. And then I followed up with him and he didn't answer.
Interesting. When you think back, I know you said he acted a little funny. And was there anything that you think might have sparked that? Was there anything that happened between you two chemistry-wise that maybe would have changed his mood?
I thought about it all week. Nothing happened.
Did you ask your girlfriends if anybody said anything to him?
No, but they didn't really spend a lot of time with him, like, one-on-one, so I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everything was fine. He was just a little distant with me towards the end of the night.
Well, I think it's a good sign. I mean, obviously, the first date went well. You guys hung out again, and you guys involved each other's friends, so you obviously have something going on there.
Yeah.
So this is a little strange that it dropped off for you. So here's what we're going to do. Nicole, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Justin, okay? All right, we're trying to help out Nicole today on the 715 Second Date Update. It's JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. So, Melanie, what is the background on this first date?
She said they met on Facebook.
Okay.
But then they met in person. They went to dinner, had a good time, and then a week or so later, they went to First Friday with their friends.
Okay.
And she thought everything went well until the end of the night. She said he started acting a little strange to her.
Okay.
And she thought he was going to reach back out, but he didn't. So now she's wondering what the heck went wrong.
All right, we're going to call Justin right now and see what's going on.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Justin?
Yeah. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, Justin. This is JR and Melanie from 99.5 QYK here in Tampa Bay.
Oh, what's going on?
Random, right? I know. Radio station's calling in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just woke up.
No worries, man. Hey, do you have a couple minutes? We wanted to see if we could talk to you just for a minute about a date you recently went on. Actually, a kind of a girl in your life. Is that cool? Just a couple questions. We'll be real quick.
Yeah, I'm not being pranked or anything, right?
No, we're not pranking you at all.
No.
We're just trying to get some answers from you. We wanted to ask you about Nicole. I guess you guys had a great time at Oak and Stone, just one-on-one. And then you guys both had groups of friends meet up for First Friday, and she's thought everything went well. She really likes you, and I'll be honest with you, we got your phone number because she reached out to us. And we're just kind of wondering why you haven't gotten back to her. Like, what happened after First Friday where, you know, things dropped off for you?
Well, I mean, yeah, we did have a really good one-on-one date, you know, nice pizza time, and got to know each other, and then, you know, First Friday came up, and we got our friends to go out together, and I was really looking forward to it, actually, because we were vibing. But throughout the night, like, it was fine until this other group of guys came up when we were out, you know, hitting the bars. And she goes up to one of these guys and kisses him right on the lips.
Oh.
And I'm like, pretty close to them, and I can see this happening. And I'm not really cool with somebody, you know, a girl I'm dating, kissing another guy on the lips right with me there. So, you know, after that, I wasn't really into it anymore, and that's really why I haven't called her back. I didn't like how that happened. I didn't like seeing that. It just kind of felt disrespectful, and
that would catch me off guard for sure. If I'm on a date with somebody, or I feel like I'm on a date with somebody, and then she walks up to another guy. Now, after that kiss happened, their interaction, did it seem flirty to you? Did it seem like it was friendly? Like, what was the, I mean, I understand the kiss is kind of a whoa, but after the fact, did you kind of?
Yeah, it seemed friendly and flirty, honestly. They were like, you know, laughing with another, kind of, you know, touching each other a little bit. It just didn't seem, I don't know, you know, she should be doing that with me if she's really that into me. So I
true.
Well, that is a valid point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it left a bad taste in my mouth, and I wasn't interested anymore after that.
Yeah, I think that would throw me for a loop, too. But here, Justin, you know, I told you that Nicole reached out to us, and we actually have her on the phone right now, and I'm sure you would probably want an explanation. We definitely do.
Yeah, I want to know who she was kissing.
Yeah, Nicole.
Hey, hi. I don't really feel like I have to give a major explanation. I mean, I don't even remember that happening. Matt is he's like my best guy friend.
I don't remember it's happening.
Really quickly, but that was it.
Yeah, but you kissed him on the lips kind of intensely, and I just, you know, I mean, like, yeah, he's a buddy. I don't kiss my buddies on the mouth, you know?
Well, that's different.
I will say this, Justin. She called us, a radio station, trying to get a hold of you, so this Matt guy can't be that important.
Yeah.
And maybe he really, she might have a lot of guy friends, and I know that might be kind of weird at first to get used to, but...
You don't kiss your guy friends, JR?
No, I don't kiss my guy friends or my girlfriends, as a matter of fact, but thank you for asking.
Yeah.
That's none of your business. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I mean, that's what I'm saying is I think the interest is in you. I think you got to believe that if she's reaching out to us. I know how I can catch you off guard, though. I see your side, Justin. I mean,
no, I appreciate that, but I just, you know, honestly, I find it a little disrespectful that she's kissing guys when she's supposed to be out on a date with me, and, like, we're dating.
It wasn't kissing. It was a peck. It's two completely different things.
I mean, I saw it with my own eyes. It just, it didn't look right. I wouldn't do that to another girl in front of you. I don't care. I don't care if it's my sister. I don't care if it's, like, a close friend.
But I wasn't
friend.
Changing my behavior whether you were there or weren't there. It wasn't meant to be disrespectful. I'm not interested in him. He's a friend. I didn't even think about it.
Nicole, do you see where Justin's coming from, though, about the kiss or peck or...
I mean, maybe a little bit, but A, you could have asked me about it, and B, I think it kind of shows, like, you're very controlling.
Controlling. I'm not controlling.
He's not my ex-boyfriend. We're not dating, you and I. Like, this is new. Like, we're trying to see if it could work, and already, because I see a friend and greet them, like, very quickly, like, you're gonna not call me back again?
You know, if you were into me, I guess you wouldn't be kissing other guys. And I don't think that's controlling to not want my woman to be kissing other guys.
Well, let's get to this. Obviously, you guys agree on what happened. You don't agree the reasoning behind it and maybe the optics of the situation. But now that you know that he's a friend and that she's reached out to us, Justin, what about giving this another shot? We'd love to send you guys out another date. We'd love to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe another one-on-one date so you guys can get talking again and maybe clear some of this up and reconnect. What do you think about that, Justin?
I'm really not interested. I feel disrespected, you know. I don't want to go out with somebody who's going to kiss other dudes in front of me.
Well, Nicole, now you've got some answers. I'm sorry that it wasn't the answers you probably wanted to hear.
No, I'm actually really glad it's the answer, because okay. We would definitely not be a good fit.
Well, hey, there you go. We've agreed
to disagree.
Yeah,
we have a resolution. At least there's that.
Closure. All right, Justin, have a great day, man. Nicole, thanks again for reaching out. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Yeah,
take care.
Thank you. Awkward situation, I think, for sure.
Yeah, and without seeing her actually kiss the other guy or give him a peck, whatever the case was, it's hard to kind of weigh in on it.
Yeah, we didn't see how that was, that interaction was. All right, what do you think? Would this be a deal breaker for you? 800-992-1099. Hit us up right now. We want to know what you think of the 715 second date update. Here's Kane Brown, Homesick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Some baby-making music right there. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. Nobody but you. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie, 995 QYK. We just had our second date update, and let's just put it this way. She didn't really understand that kissing somebody else on their date may not be the best move.
Yeah, she was totally fine with it, but Justin was not having it. He said, if you're that into me, you wouldn't be that into other guys and kissing them on the lips.
Yeah, so her friend showed up to the date, and she greeted him with a kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
So that was definitely a little something that would have caught me off guard. But we got Beth on the phone right now. Beth, what do you think about this?
Well, here's my thing. I have some very good friends that are Greek and that are Spanish, and it's kind of a cultural thing to do that. And that's something that maybe they should have looked at a little bit deeper. I think for him to flip out right away instead of talking to her about it, because this is probably something that she's maybe grown up doing or done for many, many years. I kind of agree with her that he was overreacting right off the bat. And if he really truly didn't like it and they discussed it, maybe it's something that she would have reasonably pulled back a little bit on if she wanted to pursue the relationship.
Yeah, you know, I get what you're saying, and I know what you're talking about with like a European traditions and whatnot. Yes. But isn't that usually on the cheeks, not the lips? I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah, generally. But, you know, like I said, he shouldn't have just, like, totally wrote her off because of that without even ever discussing it with her. I think he took a little bit of a hard stance there for no reason.
All right. Well, Beth, I appreciate you calling.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Bye.
Kathy's in Clearwater right now. Kathy, you think he was right, huh?
I do. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think she was trying to make him a little jealous. Being a woman, sometimes you try to make, you're not sure if the guy likes you, so you try to make him a little jealous. And I think he was dead on with her. I think she's the type of person that needs a lot of attention.
I think it would have caught me off guard for sure. And then, like Melanie was saying, like, we weren't there to see, like, how intense it was.
Yeah, like, was it just a friendly peck? Is that kind of how she says hi to people? I don't know.
But I feel
she was trying to make him jealous. Yeah. I think the bottom line, she's trying to make him jealous. And you just don't do that. If you like someone, you don't do that.
You don't play games.
Right. I would give a guy a hug. If I met him, I'm out on a date, I would give the guy a hug, no matter how good a friend he is.
Yeah, because you got to think, you don't know how good of friends they are, and you got someone who's watching you, and sometimes perception can be reality on that.
Absolutely.
All right, Kathy, you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks, Kathy.
Ken.
Hey, good morning, JR Melanie.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. On the way to work.
All right, very cool. So you're definitely backing our boy up here, huh?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he could have hung around and still played the game, and he just seems like a respectful guy. He didn't take advantage of the situation. And let me see. She doesn't even remember giving this guy a kiss.
I know.
That was a little... That was a little awkward.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean you don't remember?
I was like, how do you not remember?
He's like, really?
Yeah. All right, Ken.
Yeah, 100% on his side.
All right, brother. I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. You too.
You know, I don't want to be too hard on Nicole, but I definitely, like I said, perception can be reality. I don't know this guy that just rolled up. I'm cool with you having guy friends, but you got to make me feel a little bit comfortable about who these guy friends are. How do you know them? Where do I fit in the group? You know, obviously I'm trying to win them over just like I would, you know, with your girlfriends. And so it's kind of like, hey, dude, you just rolled up. You kiss another guy on the lips. Now where do we go with this?
Right. You got to keep in mind that it is your first time hanging out. He doesn't know who the guy you're kissing is.
Is it an ex? It could be an ex, you know?
Right. A lot of people are taking Justin's side with this.
All right. If you miss it, it's going to be on our podcast, 995QIK.com. It's our 715 second date update. Thanks for having us on. Carrie Underwood, Dirty Laundry right now. Well, we love hanging out with you every single morning. We are part of your community, and we are here with you, Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So a couple of our mayors spoke out yesterday about some new regulations.
Yeah, the mayor of St. Pete, Rick Kreisman, he announced that there are new restrictions in place when it comes to bars and restaurants in St. Pete. Here's what he had to say.
The city of St. Petersburg will not allow an event or public gathering that consists of more than 50 people until further notice. Further, in an effort to create social distancing, we are reducing the occupancy for all restaurants, cafes, bars, movie theaters, gyms, fitness centers, bowling alleys, and the Cross Bay Ferry by 50%. And a new last call for alcohol in St. Petersburg will be 9 p.m. until further notice.
You know, one thing to talk about this, and I think that's great, and, you know, obviously some people are hard to accept it. I had a buddy who was going to come to town this weekend. Yeah. He canceled his flight yesterday. I said, hey, man, don't do that when it's all crazy going on. Don't risk it for yourself. But the more that we cooperate with this, the faster this will go away. I mean, the president was talking about this yesterday, and some of his advisors were like, hey, listen, this is a 15-day plan, all right? Doesn't mean it can't change, but if everybody follows it and sticks to it strictly, it's going to go away faster.
Yeah, if we put the work in now and are cautious now, stay home, don't surround yourself with other people, then it's only going to help us in the long run, and I think people are missing that. The people who are out at the bars and everything, because I live downtown St. Pete. I'm just saying.
Don't call me out. That was last weekend. I'm being good now.
Someone was out at Caddy's all weekend long with tourists.
No, that's Treasure Island. It's their own city.
Okay.
And that restriction has not come down yet.
All right. Anyway. Well, while the rest of us were in quarantine. No, I just think it's really smart to just play it safe right now because it's going to pay off in the long run.
Absolutely. And Tampa Mayor said something about Uber Eats and supporting local businesses. This is Jane Castor.
We are also asking our community to support our local restaurants through takeout and delivery options. As of today, Uber Eats is now foregoing their delivery fee for locally owned restaurants in the Tampa Bay area.
All right, locally owned restaurants. That's where we get wrong.
That's the kicker. We were wondering because JR goes, all right, Uber Eats this morning.
Yes.
Let's do it. McDonald's.
Oh, come on. You're supposed to say who it was.
Why? Why can't I say it?
Because they're a client of ours. Melanie?
So what? We enjoyed McDonald's. I'm drinking orange juice.
Man, when I'm hungry in the morning, I go to McDonald's. But anyway, there was a small service fee this morning we were confused by, but it's for local businesses.
Okay, and that makes sense.
That makes sense. Because we do want to support local businesses and whatnot, so make sure you do that, and you can use Uber Eats.
Why can't I shout out?
You can't. Hey, shout out McDonald's, the Golden Arches. Yeah, come on, Melanie.
It's delicious this morning.
Like, she's drinking her oranges right now. Tell me how good that orange juice is.
It's good.
What a great partner they are. All right, coming up, we have Melanie's Music Minute.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
The Tortuga Music Festival, which was set to be held in Fort Lauderdale next month, has been moved to October. The event will take place on October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The entire original lineup has committed to the new dates.
Wow, that's
which is
awesome.
Very exciting and very rare. So Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, and Tim McGraw, all the headliners, they are all going to be there, and the original tickets will be honored for the rescheduled October dates.
Like you said, that's very rare. It's a big deal because other dates have been set. So, that's, wow, that's
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely.
Proud of them.
Very excited about that. Dierks Bentley is stepping up to make sure that the 90 hourly employees at his Whiskey Row bars can survive while the venue is shut down. He's vowed to give each of them $1,000 to help ease the burden, and he's encouraging other bar and restaurant owners to do the same. He posted on his Instagram, and he said, "My heart goes out to all the guys, girls down on Lower Broadway. Feels like yesterday that it was me down there working for tips."
I love that. I mean, that's just the guy he is. I love that about Dierks. It's great.
He is such a giving guy. Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and Blake Shelton have all temporarily closed their bars on Broadway as well. Keith Urban, speaking of good guys, like so many other artists, he unfortunately has had to cancel or postpone concerts for the time being, but that's not keeping him from performing. Keith knows a lot of people are bored at home self-quarantining, so he decided to put on a 30-minute concert last night for free on his Instagram.
I love that. I love that more artists are going to do that, too. So follow your favorite artists, because I think they're all trying to get into that vibe.
Yeah, I love that Nicole Kidman, by the way, was in the background.
Sure.
She was the only one there cheering on her husband. It was so great. But like you said, JR, other artists are hopping on the bandwagon and doing these live performances. Luke Combs, he announced on his Instagram story that he's going to do a live performance tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So if you want to tune into that, I will be watching live on his Instagram for sure. If you want to see Keith's entire performance, we have it up for you now at 99.5QIK.com.
All right, thank you, Melanie. Coming up in about less than 10 minutes, we're going to talk about St. Patty's Day and how not a lot of people are going out, but there's ways to celebrate at home, which I think will be kind of fun and funny, too. All right, it's coming up. Here's Chris Jansen. It's called Done. We could use a little luck of the Irish today, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
St. Patty's Day. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. A lot of people always excited to celebrate this holiday. I know I am. I have Irish relatives. I'm half Irish.
Are you
it's
really?
It's a good time. Yes.
Oh, okay. Got
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Can't tell. With my accent? No, I'm kidding.
JR, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of ways that people are going to celebrate, they cannot anymore.
Yeah, usually a lot of people would go out to bars and restaurants and order Irish food and drinks and car bombs, let's be honest. But that is not happening this year. So now a list has come out of ways to celebrate St. Patrick's Day at home.
One of those is with kids, right? You got your kids all cooped up. Now, I don't know. I think they do it more at school, don't they? So school's canceled. They get to wear green. They have green contests and whatnot.
Yeah, so
school.
Now parents have to get more creative. I know Kevin, he's going to do some arts and crafts with his kids. If you have food coloring, a good idea, too, is to just dye the eggs this morning or maybe the milk. That's what my mom used to do, just dye it green. So you could have, like, green eggs and ham.
Look at that. A childhood memory from Melanie.
There you go. I was always grossed out, though. I never wanted to tell her that I didn't want to eat the eggs or drink the milk because they were green and it grossed me out.
Well, that's good. She listens to the show, so that'll be great.
Sorry, Mom.
Also, they're saying that the Milwaukee Irish Fest is the largest Irish event in North America, and they will be live streaming performances and videos on social media. So you can just turn it up. Maybe if you have Apple TV or a smart TV, you can put it up on the big TV and act like you're there.
Yeah, the Dropkick Murphys, too.
Oh, man.
You know, you hear their music definitely
absolutely
on St. Patty's Day. They are going to be doing a live show in Boston. No audience will be there, but they'll be live streaming the whole entire thing so that you guys can all tune in.
I love that. Also, brush up on your Irish-American history. About 33 million Americans have Irish ancestors.
Like McJR over here.
There we go, McJR. think that's how it's pronounced. They said go to Ancestry.com and check out some things and go through that to see your descendants.
Are you planning on doing anything for St. Paddy's Day?
Okay.
Well, given the circumstance.
The Ancestry thing. Here's my deal.
Yeah.
What if you go on there and you find out you're not Irish? It's going to be very disappointing St. Paddy's Day.
Don't you think that's what majority of the people find out when they go on
these
websites?
They're not what they thought they were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they swab their mouth and send it in and their parents told them one thing the whole time. And my mom told me there's some princess in our family, and I am convinced that that is not the case.
Well.
But I also like the story, and I kind of don't want to break her heart and get a swab and find out it's not true.
I mean, if we're going on attitude alone, there's definitely some princess.
Oh, okay.
There's definitely some princess going on across the table here right now. I'm kidding.
Well, then it makes sense you have Irish in your blood.
There you go. Well, listen, what am I doing? My neighbors are having a big cookout tonight on the block.
JR, you are supposed to be
social. They invited me.
Do you understand the definition of social distancing?
I understand. They said they're having a big... I didn't say I'm going. They said they're
You got very excited.
No, I got excited because I thought you would just freak out because the other day they go, hey, we're going to have a big thing. We're going to be doing, we're going to be smoking stuff. We're going to do all this stuff. I mean, like smoking food and all that. And it's going to be
Thanks for clarifying that.
I just want to make sure. So anyway, so this is going to be a great time. Come out. It's a big potluck. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait to tell Melanie about this.
I know, because I'm the one that has to deal with it after the fact, because you're going to come into the studio bringing all those germs from all of the people that you were hanging around with. I just think this is a bad idea. Social distancing.
I think we're all going to wear spacesuits as we do this. So,
are you planning on going to this cookout?
It's in front of my house.
Yeah,
it's on my block.
In front of your house. You're supposed to be in your house.
I will be in my house, and then there'll be a knock on the door. You know this about my neighbors. They all want me involved. They're so nice to me.
Just write on a piece of paper and hold it up to the window, and it just says, social distancing, happy St. Paddy's Day.
Quarantine.
There you go.
Yes.
Quarantine yourself, JR.
I may have it. Quarantine.
Yes.
Please don't knock. Knock twice if it's an emergency. Isn't that hilarious, though?
I'm calling it right now. JR's going to this St. Paddy's Day cookout.
I will make a vow. I will not go to the cookout.
There we go.
I will not walk out
Thank
of my
you.
House unless I'm bugged too much and I have to say hi to everybody.
And then
That's all it smells good. What else do you want? Yeah, if it smells good and I'm sitting there eating a lean cuisine, I may roll out.
Just stay in.
Hashtag Bachelor Life. I love it. All right, good morning, Tampa Bay's morning crew. JR Melanie, 995 QYK, talking about grocery shopping. And you know that one item that everybody's talking about? Toilet paper. And people that are hoarding it. I went yesterday, actually didn't see anybody really hoarding it. There wasn't a lot of it there, but, you know. And now Melanie came in today and said she's worried.
Well, I just don't know if I have enough toilet paper. I'm being honest. I don't know how many rolls you're supposed to have.
Well, as many as it takes, I think.
How many rolls do you have right now?
I haven't done a count on it, but I think I have another pack.
If there's ever
a time
to count your toilet paper rolls, it is right now.
But I live by myself. I'm not using a ton of it.
How many rolls, give or take?
I'd say probably 8 rolls right now. But I think that's going to be replenished. I mean, the people that like went insane and bought all of them up, they don't need any more, hopefully, for the next 2 years.
Well,
what about you, Kevin?
So we have one pack open right now, and we have 3 more packs that are unopened.
How many are in a pack?
This one varies. So there's one that has, I think, 12 in them.
Yeah.
But they're the big rolls.
So you know, he's got over 24-something rolls.
Right.
So if you're looking for more, then we might cut you a deal.
Yeah. We're also, listen, we have 4 people in the house. We, you know, have always people over to our house. So they go fast. So, yeah.
Melanie may be coming over to visit.
Yeah. Well, I started worrying last night when the president said this could go to July or August. I'm like, I think a lot of people are going to start freaking out if there's no toilet paper at that point.
Yeah, because my toilet paper supply is going to run out in about less than a week. So,
why do you think it is?
That's a problem.
Am I missing something? Why is that the craziest item to get? I don't understand that. I mean, I know it's a necessity.
Well, because people want to wipe.
Well, I know it's a necessity, but I didn't know why that they needed to stockpile it. That's what I was worried about. Because we always need to do that, what you just mentioned. We always need to do that. So why is it now that people were stockpiling it? I just want to know if I'm... Do you know why, Kevin? I don't know.
I mean, listen, I mean...
You think you're going to have to hunker down? Is that what it is?
That's what I think people are worried about. If they can't leave their house, well, then that's obviously something you really sort of need.
I get
but
it.
But you also need food, so that's more important to me than toilet paper.
Yeah, that's... But it's interesting to me.
To everybody, it's different.
So. I think because people are hoarding the toilet paper, it's causing more people like me to worry because I have 7 rolls of toilet paper now at the house. I don't know how long that's going to last, but last time I was at Target, the shelves were completely empty. So it does make me a little worried because how many days, you know, we can go about a week probably, and then we're going to be out of toilet paper. There's 2 of us in the house. So... Yeah. I get why people are stressed out, and it's just because the lack of availability of it.
Of course. Supply and demand are way off base right now.
But I want to know how many rolls of toilet paper the average person has right now. How many do you feel like is a good amount to have, and then you're set and you shouldn't be worried at all? People can call us up, 800-992-1099. How many toilet paper rolls do you have? Are you stockpiling them? Do you feel like you're hoarding, or do you feel like over 24 rolls is normal, like over at Kevin's house? But he's got 4 people.
Kevin, how many years have you been in radio?
21.
How many years have you been in radio?
14.
I'm in year 16. This has got to be the highlight of my career right here.
Talking about toilet paper?
Talking about toilet paper on the air.
You know, someone's got to talk about the hard-hitting news, JR.
There we go. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. We love waking up with you every single day. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 995 QYK. Time for trending in Tampa Bay. Melanie, what do you got?
New restrictions have been put in place in St. Pete, including an earlier last call. Mayor Rick Kreisman made the announcement yesterday.
The city of St. Petersburg will not allow an event or public gathering that consists of more than 50 people until further notice. Further, in an effort to create social distancing, we are reducing the occupancy for all restaurants, cafes, bars, movie theaters, gyms, fitness centers, bowling alleys, and the Cross Bay Ferry by 50%. And a new last call for alcohol in St. Petersburg will be 9 p.m. until further notice.
Tampa is not far behind them either. The mayor, Jane Castor, she put new restrictions in place as well. They are going to be staying open an hour later, though.
And today, I'm ordering that all bars and restaurants limit their occupancy to 50% their max capacity starting Tuesday, March 17th at noon, and requiring that they close no later than 10 p.m. nightly until further notice.
Interesting. You know, and I think, by the way, it sounds like, oh, man, I can't go out, I can't do this, it's St. Patty's Day. Hey, the quicker we abide by these rules, the quicker these things are going to go. This is not like forever rules. They're doing a 15-day trial on this stuff, and it's going to be adjusted daily. It can be.
So. I think it's a good thing. Just spend some time at home. Save some money. Spend some time at home. Hang out with your loved ones.
Use all that toilet paper you have.
There you go.
Enjoy yourself.
WrestleMania 36 was supposed to take place April 5th at Raymond James, but instead the event will be held in Orlando with no spectators and only essential personnel allowed to attend. Here is what you can expect it to sound like. Anyone there? Guys?
You smell it? You smell it? The Rock's cooking?
Man. Is it cooking?
Is it cooking? Yeah, it's going to be a little weird. No doubt about it.
Monday Night Raw was on last night. I was flipping through some channels.
Oh, my gosh. This is good. I put it over here. Yeah. This is real.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin was on last night. And it was comical watching them perform or wrestle with nobody in the audience. No one to heckle them. No one to cheer or chant. Was so funny.
316 day.
There we go, baby.
316.
But wait. Oh. Wait.
Nobody's in the audience.
Doesn't it sound like a high school gymnasium?
And here comes the big move. Here comes the big move. So all
the quote-unquote acting that they do. Don't want to ruin it for any fans out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just saying, you know, whatever. My point is, it's so funny because they're just trying to act it up and do the best performance they can, but it looks like a high school rehearsal.
It was so funny to watch. Now, the major breaking sports news that everybody is talking about, could Tom Brady be coming to the Buccaneers? Kevin, our Buccaneers correspondent, I need your take on this because we had talked about it last week that there was an opportunity for him to be come to the Bucs.
Right. So no one knew what he was going to do. Will he re-sign with New England? Yesterday was the first day of free agency. Or will he go somewhere else? Well, he put out on his socials this morning that he is not returning to New England.
It could happen.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That's right.
Now, he has not announced where he is going.
Right.
But we know that the Bucs are all in on Tom Brady and trying to get him here. But I've heard that the Chargers, he just started a production company in L.A. They have moved to L.A. Obviously, they're Los Angeles Chargers. They're in play. But listen, the Bucs are going hard in for Tom Brady. And
what teams are still involved?
The only three I've heard are the Buccaneers, the Chargers, and the Dolphins. And that's it.
No one's going to the Dolphins.
Down to three.
I don't think they're going to the Dolphins. But, I mean, the only thing, the reason I would see him going to the Dolphins is because his wife is a supermodel. And there's probably a lot of high fashion and stuff like that in Miami.
Yeah,
that could be
so
a draw.
Close. When you've got a private plane, to hop on from Tampa down to Miami? You'll be there in 30 minutes.
I don't disagree. I'm just telling you. That would be the only reason I see that.
Just
that lifestyle.
Let us Bucks fans have this moment.
No, I'm excited.
It's like playing the lottery.
I'm excited about that.
We haven't checked our numbers yet, so there's still a chance.
My point was, I don't think they're going there. That's the only reason they would go there.
Yeah.
But for football reasons, you're not going to the Dolphins. Just put it that way. But the Bucks would be, I think, you think it's going to be not a great fit, though, right? It's not designed. Their offense is not designed for.
Listen, he's been in the same system for 20 years with Belichick. It's just so hard. But listen, Bruce Arians, he's called the quarterback whisperer for a reason. Again, the Buccaneers have major weapons to throw to. He's going to have people to throw to.
Tom.
I mean, it's a possibility. I can't believe this is, it's even a possibility.
It's so exciting.
Tom, come to the Buccaneers. I'm the quarterback whisperer.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
I'm hoping it works. Anyway, all right, that's trending in Tampa Bay. Mel, you got anything else?
That's it.
I love it. That's a lot.
Let's leave with you whispering. That was enough for me.
All right, Tom, trending in Tampa Bay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.